Paul Prentice is the assistant news editor of Rail Magazine, and Hugh Yeager is from Thames Valley Rail Future, which is an independent organisation which campaigns for better rail services. Morning to you both. Paul, what do you make of what Paul had to say there, that actually it's going to get out of date?
Well, I agree with him. It's very much a possibility. We've obviously seen some fantastic new facilities, new platforms, new footbridges, all that sort of thing opening at Reading Station, and obviously officially with the ribbon cut today by the Queen. But there does remain this possibility that we will simply run out of space between Reading and Slough once the things like Crossrail come in a few years' time. Paul Clifton is absolutely right. We may well run out of space, and we'll need another track at some point.
Hugh, I'm wondering if you're slightly more optimistic.
For the short term, we're going to be all right because Crossrail will be replacing existing train services, but for the medium to long term, it's absolutely right, we're going to need the extra capacity. Do remember, though, it's a nice problem to have, that so many people want to travel by train, that we've got to make more room for them. 40 years ago, the railways were slowly dying and were in what was called managed decline. Now we're going from strength to strength, and growth on the railways is recession-proof.
Paul, I don't know when the last time was you were at Reading Station. I was there just a couple of days ago. It is remarkable. It seems a bit unfair, really, to be being so negative on a day when this is an impressive facility. It has to be confessed.
That's absolutely right. I was there on a couple of occasions last week, passing through on the way to Bristol and Wales, actually. And it's unrecognisable from the station of a few years ago. In terms of...
You can go further than that. It's actually more impressive than quite a lot of major London termini.
Yeah, it is, and it's all been awarded the status of a... Not quite the status of a major London station, but Network Rail have taken it over, and they seem to be sort of affording it this sort of symbolic status that some of the other major stations have around the country. And it's beginning to look like a station with, that will have things like electrification and things like that coming through.
Yeah, they've built the pylons are already in.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's very un-British, isn't it, Hugh, really? Normally it's like, what have we forgotten to do? Oh, yes. A really important bit of work for only a couple of years' time.
Future-proofing is something that the railway network has really learnt, and planning for when they electrify a line or make room for bigger freight trains, they make enough room for both.
Hugh, let me put this to you, because you're all about better rail services. A fantastic station. Let's not move away from this. Brilliant facilities. You could hold a ball, frankly, in some of those areas. You could be dancing all night long, and you could get an 80-piece orchestra in there. Doesn't make the trains run on time, though, does it?
Ah, well, you're collecting R words this morning. I'll give you one. It's resilience. And having the extra space means that you have latitude to cope when things go wrong, when you have to make a platform alteration, as they call it, at short notice because one train's running late and you've got to slip another train around it. And extra resilience is coming from having those extra platforms.
And Paul, let me put this point to you, because Network Rail have said that they are aware of the extra services that are coming to Rail, Crossrail and the rest that we were talking about over the coming decade. And they say they're in the development phase of working on capacity plans for the future. In layman's terms, what would be the development phase? What's going on behind the scenes?
To put it simply, I think someone has suggested it. I've seen it written down. I've seen it sort of suggested just as a proposal on paper. That's about it at the moment. There will be people working buried away in Network Rail headquarters looking at this, but they're very aware they've got lots of other things to do at the same time. In the next few years, obviously, electrification, that's a major piece of work.
But if they need a fifth line through a major section of Berkshire, well, that's going to be impossible, isn't it?
It's not impossible at all. It just requires quite a lot of planning. And as we know with things like...
And a lot
like,
of demolition on the sides of the existing edge of the railway, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, things like that, things like bridges might have to be altered, that sort of thing. And as we've seen with things like HS2, building a railway is never... It's never a straightforward process. You don't, as with anything really, like building a road, it's never that straightforward. There's always things that might have to be moved or demolished. But, I mean, they say there's space for it, so it doesn't look like they regard it as too much of a problem. It's probably just because they do have quite a lot to get through in the next 5 years. And I imagine it's on their agenda, but they just haven't fully worked out the plan for it yet.
Well... We ought to let them get through today first, I suppose, and the royal visit, and much more coverage here on BBC Radio Berkshire, as you can probably imagine. Paul Prentice, assistant news editor at Rail Magazine, and Hugh Yeager, who's from Thames Valley Rail Future. And